Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Concussion Talk Podcast. I'm Nick Mercer.
And I'm Erin Guilfoyle.
Before finally talking to our guest, Blair Hennessy, we'd like to thank our sponsor, HeadCheck Health.
Concussion Talk Podcast is presented by HeadCheck Health. HeadCheck Health bridges the gaps in concussion care through simple, powerful technology. Join organizations like the Canadian Football League, Trek Factory Racing, the Canadian Junior Hockey League, Eastern Washington University, and Volleyball Canada, who rely on HeadCheck Health to improve communication and optimize care. Visit HeadCheckHealth.com for more.
Okay, we're recording. Hopefully you're recording now. This is the first time I've used Zoom to record this, but it looks like it says recording. And I'm talking to Aaron and I are talking to Blair Hennessy. And Blair and I were actually supposed to meet last year before this pandemic and maybe before the snowstorm, maybe. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And there's a big snowstorm here in January. There's a huge snowstorm. And shut down the city for a week in January of 2020. Then in March of 2020, everything shut down across the world. So it's great to have Blair found out. We're supposed to meet that Quintana's, which is actually just there last night. Had a Cinco de Mayo chicken mole, which was fantastic. Yeah. Anyway, it's not an ad. Not an ad for that place, but the place that would be should be. The place is awesome. Blair Hennessy, nice to meet you finally. And Bryce, next up on Instagram, we met. And have you met Aaron before? Aaron's on the New Orleans Ranger Association.
We have each other on Instagram, and I think I don't know if we've conversated because I've done some school projects and I've sent them to NLBIA, so I don't know if any of those were seen by you or not.
I don't think I got them yet, but I'll send you the new email address because I might have just gone to the wrong one.
Yeah. You have a new one?
I'm not sure if all the other emails for the last old year. Stuff are going through. Yeah, so there's new stuff that would have gone through me only in August because I started in August.
Well, actually, last year, I remember we were supposed to meet, but there you couldn't meet because you had a problem with your concussion symptoms. And so could you tell us about your concussion story? Because I know you have one that's fairly in-depth.
It is quite in-depth and it's quite a long story, but to keep it short, I guess.
You don't need to keep it short. as long as you want, really.
So I played a lot of sports growing up, primarily hockey, and I think I was peewee, which is now termed U13. I had a really bad concussion that set me back. I had missed half of this season, and then I never really found baseline again for about, well, I guess it was about a year and a half. And then when I was 16, I felt fine again, and I was doing pretty well. And then I went on to join the reserves in the Canadian Forces. And then all was well. I finished my training. I became an infantry soldier. And then I switched from reserve force to regular force with one PPCLI in Edmonton. And in that period of time, in January 2015, actually, I sustained 3 concussions in a very short period of time. The first one in January, and then I was put back to work too soon, kind of pressure from my superiors to get back because the position that I was filling, they deemed was essential in their mind, not in mine. But I went back in March, and then in the same week, I actually had two concussions. One of them was not diagnosed because I felt too guilty to tell my boss what happened. And then I was shook up. And then I think it was 5 or 6 days later, we were doing training maneuvers, and I was in the back of the lab, and the front of the lab went into a ditch, and I was in the back, and then my head just like had a compression injury, and then that resulted in a concussion.
From the back of the lab, you said?
Yeah, lab. So lab is a light armor vehicle, and it's used by mechanized infantry units. So one PVCLI was a mechanized infantry, well, is a mechanized infantry unit. And so there's seven people sitting in the back, and then it went up, and a bunch of us went up, and there's a few people who had concussions from that specific thing. And then that's when the persistence began. I wasn't really sure what was going on. My personality changed completely. I was angry all the time. I was having headaches all the time. I would say 4 out of 5 mornings I was waking up throwing up, and I didn't know what was going on. And that lasted for almost 5 or 6 months. And like, I was too naive and blind and stuff to know what was going on. And it wasn't until I had a really, really bad blow up, and I got really angry at someone I shouldn't have really gotten angry at. And fortunately, he didn't go the route that most people do in the military. He actually told me, he's like, you need to get this sorted out, dude. Like, everyone's seeing you change. And we've noticed like this, just you're not you. And I started getting help. It didn't really go the way it needed to go, unfortunately, but I think we're getting there.
That's good. Yeah.
And then when I moved back to Newfoundland, I met Kim Furlong.
Right. Yes. They're on last year.
Last year. And she's probably the best resource Newfoundland might have for ongoing concussion rehabilitation.
Yeah.
And, I think that if I hadn't met her, I probably wouldn't be where I am right now, which is almost finishing. Well, I have like 1 or 2 intersession courses to finish, and then I've applied to physio for the fall.
Yeah,
I'll find out in a week.
Oh, well, yeah. This will be out. Actually, this will be out after you find out. So
hopefully it's happy to.
Good news, then we'll find out. We'll let people know. As if it's bad, I shouldn't say anything, because if it's bad news, then people know it's bad news. So I've kind of showed my hand there, but or show your hand there.
Yeah.
But so what is your big, you did just complete MUN, just Memorial University of Newfoundland. You just completed your program there?
The way it worked for me is, so I did my program really slowly. So I started online with like 1 course. And I did 2 courses online. I did 1 in person once my capabilities were increased. So I switched from kinesiology last fall. Well, I guess it's 1.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I switched from kinesiology to therapeutic recreation so I could graduate earlier. Oh. So I had to do these 2 intersession courses. Two from May 10th to June 20th, and then I'm finished.
Okay. Yes. Because you mentioned that you had junior back festival May 10th, and I thought you were started business school in the fall, but
yeah,
find that out later.
So how
would you manage your symptoms while doing school work? That's what's very interesting to find out with you, because you're doing high level courses.
Yeah. So for me, to be honest, it comes from, I'd like to say that I'm lucky in a sense that I was in the military when all my injuries happened.
Yeah,
because the way I've been kind of taken care, like I haven't had everything handed to me or anything like that. Certain things have been hard to obtain, but Veteran Affairs for the most part has been helpful. And SISUP, who takes care of like some of the schooling. So like in 2017, I want to say it was 2017, I started back at MUN with, like I said, I did 1 online course, and then I did another online course, and then I think I tried to do 2 in person or something, and then I couldn't do anything. I wiped myself out. I was it was too much for my brain at that time.
Just get tired or sick or
it was like everything. And it's like I found like it's a lot of looking at books, and it took a lot of work with like an OT,
yeah,
a physiotherapist. Like I think Tim, like these lenses here, I'll show you. I don't know if you've probably seen them on my Instagram, like FL40.
They're like tinted.
So they're like slightly tinted.
That helps a lot.
Those are really instrumental for me getting back into reading screens.
Just screens or light in general.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think both. Like going around Mun with the fluorescent lighting.
Yeah.
That's something I've been like, I've harassed everybody I can harass at Memorial University about fluorescent lighting. But
I found the same thing when I was working with the government here.
Yeah.
2010, 2011, I worked at Commercial 11, and the buzz that I noticed sometimes on the and there was the lights, but it just like made me just feel like didn't feel good.
Yeah, no, it's completely. I know what you mean. It would make me nauseous because I would be hyper focused on that one part too. Like I would get, but and I did some research on it. Like when I was making my complaints, and actually, it's I think it costs $9 more per pack of five to have like lights that don't actually flicker at that ratio.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that much more expensive to have the ones that aren't noticeably to like the eye that flicker. But anyway, that's besides the point. but there was just a lot of like adaptations and accommodations that kind of had to come into place. Like I get double time on when I write my exams, quiet room. I write on like, where is it? I write on like purple paper. Like every single piece of paper I own is purple. I think like it's easier on my eyes for screens. There's like an app called F-Lux. And that takes a lot of the blue light out of your screen. It's kind of like, I think it's, I can't remember. I just, like I said to you earlier, like I just started the triathlon training. When you're cycling, they call it like the aggregation of like minimal gains.
Yeah.
Like, and then it becomes a lot. And I think that's kind of the way school was for me. Cause I got the glasses, I got the accommodations. I became close to my professors and I did like the gradual return. Like most people don't have the ability to do the way I did school because of veteran affairs being so.
Yeah. How did you find the going back to school and the accommodation process? Like, I know for you, you feel it's different, but if anyone else was trying to go back, what would you recommend to them?
For someone who's going back to school, I think the biggest thing is like, don't say like, I'm trying to think of the best way to word it. Don't feel like you're any less than anyone else because you need those accommodations. I guess that's the biggest thing, because like, at the end of the day, most of the people who require the accommodations, like you need them for a reason. Like you're not getting an unfair playing ground. You're getting a fair playing ground. And to be honest, there's probably people who are afraid to reach out to get those accommodations. And it might be someone who's listening, but like it's going to help you so much. Like just being open and honest and allowing like not being ashamed of what you're going through, I guess. And like coming back into school, especially if it's a bit later in life, you're actually going to be a better student than 90% of people, regardless of your disposition, just because how mature you are and the way you recover and the amount of management that requires to recover from concussion and like any form of MTBI, really. The amount of discipline it takes to go to all those appointments, like that transfers into school, and knowing more about planning and pacing is going to, it's just going to make you a better student, and the professors notice it too.
So there are a lot of good insights too. Like you never really think of like how that's training you to become a better student, but it really is.
There's so much discipline to it. Like if someone, like a lot of people get a concussion and they don't know where to go, what to do and who to see. But like the person who ends up finding all those things is the person who's going to be like, I think I wouldn't say the word successful because I don't really like the word successful. But like, you're going to have a better outcome just because you're that type of person. Like, you're going out there and you're doing what you need to do and you know what you need to be. Usually you're more self-aware too, because you can feel what kind of symptoms.
I think that's kinda important, too, being self-aware. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of, I was never self-aware. I think I that's one of the traits I gained after 2015.
Definitely same me. Yeah. You're doing, especially when you're doing like, I know, because you said you were, as you mentioned, we mentioned it last time just before that, the physio. Did you find that when as you're going through physiotherapy, or I guess for you, do yoga too, but was it the physical aspect that you really had to really look inside yourself to know what's going on inside your body, and then that kind of translates into inside your mind?
I think what kind of helped me feel like I was becoming more self-aware was the I didn't have the best treatment when I was in Edmonton when I was still serving. It wasn't until Kim. And I think I became super self-aware because I was on this treatment plan path that wasn't, I was like, this isn't what I'm feeling. This isn't what I'm doing. And I used to just write in a journal. So I had it logged because I couldn't, at that point, my memory was so bad. And I think the actual like introspection of writing things down and analyzing it, but maybe more self-aware. And then when I started seeing Kim here, like it all kind of like started clicking, and then like it would be very much like, how do you feel on this day? What did this make you feel? And when I started doing like the sub-threshold like exercise and stuff like that with Kim, like that kind of makes you become self-aware, because like you're at like 120 beats per minute, and like, you know, you kind of got to know, is this going to be too much? Is this going to be too little? And you kind of got to, did I sleep well enough last night to go above that? Or
it's not the same every day. Yeah.
It is dynamic. Yeah. It changes every single day.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
So when did you start with Kim? Because we had Kim on this program last April or May. We were hoping for the summer to do some cycling in the summer, but
yeah,
summer was pretty, you know, not happening.
Kim's one of the busiest people I think I know.
Yeah, no.
I think I want to say It was October of 2018.
I know.
I could be wrong, but I want to say it was October 2018. So I've released from the military May 2018. So yeah, that's when I met her. And like when I first, I remember going into NL Balance and Dizziness, and like I used to need like a weighted blanket.
The great.
Like everything's closed down. Like they had the lights off. Like no noise. They used to turn the music off for everyone else. And yeah. I was hypersensitive to everything.
Right.
Like, I was in a tough place, and yeah, I give a lot of credit to Kim and everyone in there for, I'm not recovered or anything. I'm probably on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm a 7.8. I don't know if I'll get past that, but that's pretty good compared to where I went in there.
Yeah, no, I was in there, I've been in there a few times, but like it started after I was injured in 03, so started a lot later than that. And, but at first, a few times I went to see Kim and my physio, Jane Shears. I don't know if you know Jane Shears, but she was my physio, and I was injured in 04 is when I had to start with her. I started with, was with Grant Sneddon before that, who's also an awesome physio at the Miller Center.
Yeah.
And then Jane Shears at the Miller Center outpatient and Penny Power. And, at the outpatient and Jen shares the hospital. But I saw Kim obviously a few times as well as Jen. But so what exercise do you normally, without getting too much invasive your privacy, but what type of exercise did you do with Kim?
Well, initially what didn't look like a whole lot. I have had an ongoing knee problems as well. So I started out on like a recumbent bike.
Yeah.
We did the Buffalo treadmill test and like it didn't look too pretty. So we decided to just do our own thing really. And the recumbent bike was fine. And then I had my knee surgery a year later. And then through that, I started biking more for rehabilitation then. Graduated to cycling on a stationary cycle, and then I started walking a bit more, like I got out with the dog more, and a lot of my balance was starting to come back. So we started doing like VOMS, like the vestibular ocular motor system, like visual training, and that helped me a lot. I used to, like, when things would pass my field of view like that and like this, I would be in, I would get stomach sick and sometimes vomit. And now, like, this doesn't bother me, but it's things going
vertically.
Yeah, like things going one way this way.
Horizontally.
Like scrolling Netflix. Like if you're looking for I'll still get stomach sick. So I need to work on that still.
Watch less Netflix.
Yeah, I find myself listening more than watching. I think it's kind of hard to watch TV. Especially hockey. I'm a big hockey fan.
Oh yeah.
It's all like
I'm more of a listener than a watcher.
What about like, do you watch like tennis at all?
No. I wouldn't be able to do that one.
No. probably be because they're making matches.
I think anyone would be dizzy watching that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we carried on with that and things graduated. Like I was kind of plateaued at about I increased my threshold to like 145. I was kind of plateaued there. And then this last year, I don't know what the heck happened. Like I bought a bicycle last fall when the lockdown happened. I don't know if it was the combination of just the endurance, because I would go for longer at the lower, but I've kind of managed to increase my threshold. Now I'm at, for exercise, I'm at about 160 beats per minute. And so I've started that triathlon stuff. And
nice.
We'll see where that goes.
How's that going? Triathlon training.
I have a coach now. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Will Duggan.
I don't know triathlon here, but I know a few people. I know people who do it here. Just if you in Victoria, in BC, doing in here.
Yeah, well, I got a coach, and his wife's actually, or I don't know if it's wife or girlfriend or fiance, I'm not sure. She's a physiotherapist, so I'm not sure if they collaborate or not.
But that's what you mean?
Yeah, so everything's kind of been really intuitive. Like, I didn't think that I would be able to train for anything anytime soon, but all my workouts are planned, and it keeps me under the threshold I need to be under. And I haven't had, I would argue that it's helped me progress my own recovery more so than it's debilitated any, because I haven't hit that threshold really other than test days.
Right.
And the test days, the 2 days later, I'm not really doing anything. I'm able to recover the way I need to recover. So it's kind of, it's been, I think it's been helpful, if anything.
Do you find your balance on the bike? Because that's one reason I didn't get back on the bike, because my balance would be maybe over on the side in 2 seconds.
So when I first got the bike last year, I spent the first 2 months only on the trailway. For people who don't know what that is, it's just a gravel path. And I wasn't going very fast. I don't know if it was my balance. I think it might've been recovered. It might've been my confidence, but I don't know. Like, I guess there's no way of knowing if it was one or the other, but as I got more confident, but now that I've got the triathlon bike and I've been trying to ride that outdoors, it's definitely my balance. And I can only really, like, Windsor Lake here is kind of one of the only places you can ride. And yeah, there's also like this massive crosswind. So I've kind of, so I'm trying to get used to that. It's going to take some gradual exposure to it. But I think my balance is at a point where, through those exercises with Kim, and I do ongoing, like, I do strength training with balance incorporated in it.
Oh yeah. Nice.
So like, yeah. So like, just do like, not, it's not super strict. Like, I'm not lifting a ton of weight.
No,
I just, a lot of it's just making sure that the balance is there. And I found that's kind of been helpful for keeping my balance on the bike.
In terms of going through this and like your training and all that and wanting to go into physiotherapy, like, do you think your concussion was truly the inspiration for that? Could you have seen yourself ever going into this field otherwise?
Well, when I was a kid, I don't know, I was probably 5 and 6, and I used to always tell my parents I wanted to play hockey in college and be a physiotherapist. Mm-hmm. And then that disappeared at like 9 years old, and then I want to be an army guy. And so that kind of went down the back burner as an 8 year old. I forgot about it, I guess. And when I had these concussions and this kind of journey, like, that's all I wanted to be. And it's kind of like, that's my main prerogative since I finished. It was the mistreatment of my concussion. It wasn't the concussion itself. It was just like, I saw a physiotherapist a day later. He had no idea what to do, what to tell me. He was like, no offense to the guy, but it was just I'm not even gonna get into it. He didn't know what he was doing. The medical team didn't understand what they were doing. My bosses didn't understand what they were doing. No one knew what was going on. And then in my head, it's like, I'm not the only one experiencing this. And then I figure, coming from a position of someone who dealt with like hockey concussions and then military concussions and the persistent side of things, like, it's a different lens, because a lot of people can experience concussion and experience the persistence and the lingering symptoms. And I think that's a lens that's required in physiotherapy. Yeah. Because like I'm not going to, like, Molly and Natasha, I'm not going to go into anything else other than that, but with working with them, like, as like, I'm not going to try to say it, but like, working with them has kind of been, I've seen that concussion lasts and presents in so many ways. And unless you've really had the persistence, you don't get it. Cause like, it can just look like, just do more. Just, why aren't you doing this? Why? But like, there's just so much more to it that there needs to be more people in the field who just get it.
Yeah. And it's interesting that it has to be like a specialization too. Like, you would think that would be intimately involved when you're learning it about it, but there is like concussion specific courses to train these professionals further.
Yeah. And one of the weird things about concussion courses for like your CEUs is that it's not really regulated the way it needs to be. So there's a lot of people out there spitting a lot of words at you, and they sound real fancy, but some of them aren't necessarily.
You stick neuro in front of word, and it's like all of a sudden that's like some big complicated word.
And like is there a problem, like, and their program might not even be fully like I don't know. I think there's a lot of miscommunication on the what's what, and there's a lot of people that know persistent symptoms are affecting people and they're looking to profit too. So that's a whole topic for another time. But
that's your Instagram post.
Yeah. So I think, I think that the more awareness that occurs, and like the more people listen and talk like you folks are doing, the better it is for the whole, as like, especially there's a lot of concussion clinics that have a 6-hour CEU as their accreditation. And that's just simply not enough. And that doesn't qualify, in my opinion, that doesn't qualify you as a concussion clinic. Like having people like at NL balance and dizziness, that quantifies it.
That's
years of experience. Yeah.
That's high burn.
And then, but you have other clinics that do like, I'm not going to name names, but there's just accreditations that need to be more stringent than they are.
Sorry, Aaron, is there any one exercise or one activity you did in NL balance with Kim or with anyone that was like, that you noticed that was the most important for you, or you felt the high the most?
I think like the vestibular ocular motor stuff and like the vision training was the most helpful. So behind me here, like on this wall, it used to be like post-it notes literally everywhere. And like all these like little like maps. And I only put them up occasionally now. Like I do them once every 2 weeks. But I'd be doing school, and before I do school, I'd be doing like the like cicades on the screen, and I like all those. And then I'd have that behind me, and I can't remember for the life of me what it was called. But it was just like you look at the 1 o'clock, look back at the X, and you wouldn't move your head. But then the next time you do it, you move your head and keep your eyes centered. And it was just, I couldn't look at anything. I was getting dizzy from everything until I started doing those. So I would argue that's probably been the most beneficial for my specific.
Exactly. And of course, somebody else would be something totally different because the conclusions are so unique.
Precisely. But and for the aerobic side of things, I would say like the bicycle, like whether it was a recumbent bike, a stationary bike, or like now on a road bike and stuff, that's been the best.
Yeah. Back to triathlon, I'm jumping over the place here, but like, is there one, I assume running was probably your forte because you were in the military.
I don't know if running was ever my forte. So when it comes to running, I didn't know a whole lot about it. Like I ran a lot in the military, don't get me wrong. But I was never really the fastest.
No.
I kept up.
Yeah.
Like I was never last. I was always like the second or third person, but I didn't know how to run. I still don't know how to run. I'm waiting for COVID to end to get a proper coach. Maybe when I go for physio school, if I get in, I'll find one. But that was the hardest one for me to get into post-concussion. Like here, it was only July last year that I started that. Like I did a few runs and that flared my symptoms up in May or March last year. And I was kind of flared myself up pretty good. And I kind of had to start walk running. And now I'm getting better. I'm starting to get faster. I'm starting to go for longer. But swimming's been the best one for me.
I'm swimming in about an hour and a bit in the pool.
So, yeah.
get in there and then I'll see you there. But yeah.
No, well, I was actually funny because I was looking into like how swimming helped you, like, because like there's like the diving reflex, which hits your, like when your vagus nerve is stimulated in a certain way, like it actually activates your parasympathetic. And I've been like wondering how much that's been able to help me with my school, because like I'd go swim and I'd be doing school afterwards, and all of a sudden I was having more ability to like I was doing real good, like I was able to like type for like a while. And like, so I always wondered, when I started that last August, has that been a factor? Because like it's so calming, and it's be a curious case study. I think
it's relatively low impact too, like swimming. Yeah. When you're doing it, even though you're working out, all of you, like it's still not as harsh on your body as running or cycling or any of that.
So. Yeah. It's like recovery. That's how
But what I found for me is that the, because you were saying bounce was an issue, and of course there's no bounce needed in the pool. So that's like, you can be kind of free. That's why I always felt, because I was a, not a swimmer, I played a bar pool. So it wasn't really a swimmer, but I was a good swimmer.
Yeah.
But so I just, it felt so freeing just to be in the water and no restrictions on bounce or where you're going to fall and break an ankle or something like that. So.
Don't, I think I haven't had an opportunity to do a whole lot of open water swimming, but
you're joining us this summer.
Oh yeah. I'd say I'll be out more than I should be. My coach will be trying to reel me in.
we go out like at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
To Sunshine Camp. So if you're up for it, let me know. And we'll definitely conclude our group and our group of four or five, I think it's four, but so much feels, you feel great after swim, morning swim outdoors. Yeah. And actually, looks like I got just a few minutes left in the Zoom call that we're on now. So I don't know if you can see that remaining time.
Yeah.
You can see it? Okay, yeah. So you're aware. I know it's the first time using Zoom. But I may just stick to Zoom because everyone knows Zoom, and few people have, many people have Skype. So if this works out well, then this will be my first Zoom podcast, which, I mean, I'm not sure where the recording goes, but I'm sure it's online. So I'll find it. It's there somewhere. I mean, that's only no doubt. So, yeah. And Aaron, did you have anything else you wanted to ask Claire?
No, thank you so much for coming on. This was a lot of good insight, just so many perspectives that you've brought, either military, school, and now trying to continue education. It's amazing. So fingers crossed for you for getting in. And yeah, hopefully I'll see you on Instagram anyways. Did you want to let everyone listening know as well, like where they can find you if they want to?
Yeah, so my Instagram is kind of hard to like say, but I'm at blair.matthew, but there's no E in the Matthew. And
I know, never upset. I just,
well, most people don't. And then I think the only really message I kind of have for people is like, just know that like whenever you're experiencing, like it's there and it's real, whether or not you've had a practitioner or a clinician validate what you're going through. The chances are, if it's been going on for that long, there's something that can be treated, and it will be treated if you can find the right resources for yourself.
And with that, a shout out to Kim Verlong, Jean Spears, and Natasha Wilch, and Molly Parker. And they're in Natasha and Molly are in BC, but Jen and Kim are here in St. John, Newfoundland, and Labrador. So thank you so much, Blair, Matthew, well, thank you so much for coming on this podcast. And I mean, it's this year ago. Well, hopefully the Zoom thing will be the first Zoom podcast.
Thanks for having me. More than happy to come back anytime.
Thanks. Music at the beginning of this podcast is by Ben Sound, www.bensound.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.